This interview is being conducted with John Bishop on February 23rd, 2007 at the George Peabody House Museum. The interview is one in a series being conducted as part of the project Making Leather Living Life, documenting the history of the leather industry in Peabody. The interviewer is myself, Marieke Van Dam, curator of the George Peabody House Museum. So, John, why don't you start by telling me where you were born and where you grew up?
I was born in Boston, raised in Jamaica Plain until I was about 18, lived in a housing project in Jamaica Plain. And then my parents bought a house when I was 18, we moved to Dorchester. And shortly after that, I met my wife, Marie, and moved to Peabody. 1976.
How did you meet Marie?
We both belonged to ski clubs in New Hampshire. And hers was the Blitznels, and mine was the Hochfliegers, which meant high flyers, and the Blitznels mean lightning fast, or fast as lightning. And we used to have parties, and all the ski clubs used to party together, and our club was a big party club, and we had them over for a party one night, and that's where we met.
So what made you move to Peabody?
Marie's family was up here. Her mother and father helped us buy a house, our first house on Newcastle Road in Peabody. And then we bought another house on Franklin Street, moved there, and then we're at our present location at Lowell Street. And the house we live on and now was originally built by Nate Poor, who was one of the first big tanners in the city of Peabody. Successful tanners. I shouldn't say the first tanners.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I've been interviewing mostly people that grew up in Peabody, so it's interesting that, you know, you grew up in another town and you came here by choice.
I didn't know what a leather factory was even after I came to Peabody until a couple of years. You drive around them, but unless you've been in one, you have no idea what they do. You can smell the smells. When we lived in our second house on Franklin Street, you could smell the cooking vats at night in the summertime because they used to cook the fleshings down and make at the time, I didn't know that's what they were doing, make tallow out of them and sell. They would make money on the tallow. It was a good profit for them.
So when you were growing up in Boston, did you have any perception of Peabody? What did you think of Peabody?
I didn't know where Peabody was. I had no idea. My wife was, she was originally from Peabody, but when I dated her, she was living in Danvers. And I didn't even know what Danvers was. Boston people, anything over the Mystic River Bridge is like, where do you live?
So, we're only 20 miles away,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Huh, So what did you do when you first moved to Peabody? What was your job? Where were you working?
I worked in Boston in a machine shop, Consolidated Machine. They made stills and sterilizers for hospitals and laboratories. And I worked there right out of high school. Till I met Marie, I was still working there. And then around mid-1980s, they asked me to come and work for them at Larrabee and Hingston. I was happy working in Boston, but we were commuting. My wife worked at Children's Hospital, and we were commuting back and forth, and it was getting to be a real drag. So when the offer came to work down the street from where I lived, I was like, I jumped at it. I said, sure. I had worked part-time for Larrabee and Hingston, just loading lumber. I didn't run any of the machinery. I was just a lumper, and they used to have truckloads of lumber come in that had to be what they call stuck, air dried. We used to have to put sticks in between them to get the air moving through the lumber to dry out the lumber because it was fresh right off the sawmill. And we'd work all Saturday morning loading, just sticking lumber in summer and winter whenever the load came in. But it was good money, and the nice people, and I enjoyed working there.
Maybe we should back up, and maybe you can give a history of the company, Larrabee.
Sure. Sam Hingston started the company with Ralph Larrabee in 1931.